Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Through 25 seasons, 4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
I am here surrounded by my team that produces this great show every day. Many of them have been with me 10, 15, 20 years. Some may look familiar if you've been watching season 25, Oprah Behind the Scenes on OWN, our show where we actually pull the curtain back to show you what it takes to put this show on the air day after day after year after year. Okay, so today the folks up here are going to give you the real story on some of their biggest and most memorable shows, like when we gave an entire studio audience those cars. Remember that? Oh, my goodness. What went into that? And that flash mob surprise in the middle of Chicago? It may have looked perfect, but as you're going to hear, there were a few kerfluffles and some nail-biting moments along the way. So let's start with the highest-rated show of the past 5 years. I didn't even know this. I just said backstage when I was reading this copy. I said, what was the highest-rated show? Okay, the highest-rated show of the past 5 years when I reveal that I have a long-lost sister.
4 months after 47-year-old Patricia began searching for her birth mother, she stumbled upon a jaw-dropping discovery.
I said, no. I said, that can't be.
This single mother from Milwaukee found out her birth mother is my mother, Vernita Lee, making Patricia my half-sister, who I never even knew.
I had no idea that my mother had given up a baby in 1963. I was 9 years old at the time, living with my father in Nashville, and didn't even know my mother was pregnant. I grew up for 4.5 years with two half-siblings, Pat and Jeffrey. Jeffrey died in 1989, and Pat died in 2003. So imagine my shock just a few months ago. I found out that I have another sister living just 90 minutes away in Milwaukee. My sister Patricia is here. Come on out, Patricia. What is so remarkable to me about this story, and it's gonna make me cry, so just be patient. Since I have been a person known in the public, There have been few times where you can bring anybody new into your life and not have that person in some way betray you or use you or take advantage of you. What is so extraordinary about Patricia and Andre and Aquarius is that they have known this secret since 2007. She never once thought to go to the press. She never once thought to sell this story.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Andy Carter was the producer of that show. It was a very complicated story to tell and obviously a very personal one for me. I'd say it was one of the best kept secrets in Harpo history. Only a handful of people in the entire company knew what was going on. So how did you find out about it?
Well, when we were in Australia, our executive producer, Sherry Salata, said, I want to tell you about your next show. And I said, okay, what is it? And she goes, well, I can't tell you. I was like, okay. So then she said, I'll call you over Christmas break, which is odd. You know what I mean? I thought that was a little weird. So she called me and she told me and I about fell out of my chair. I was like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like a real, real sister. Not like sister
a real
girl.
One. Like not like sister.
Like a real sister.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. And she said, but this is what I need you to do. You cannot say a thing. So when I got back to work, we kind of powwowed, tried to figure out how to keep the secret. I could only clue in Stacey Strazes, who's on my team. And she and I went to Milwaukee to shoot with all the players in the story for 3 days. But I didn't even tell the rest of my team here, Ray, Rick, and Dana, and Jessica. I didn't even tell them.
And the reason is because we obviously didn't want it to get out before.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Not that you all would tell anybody.
Right, right.
Right.
But somebody you knew, you might tell somebody. So that was the real reason.
Yeah.
And so then you went to Milwaukee and were with my family for...
several days. Mm-hmm. And first off, when Candy said, there's something big we need you to work on, and I'm like, oh, did Oprah get OJ? Is it Prince William and Kate?
Right, 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 right.
Quick guessing, you're never going to guess it.
Never.
No.
And the same thing. And I was... very curious about, you know, who this sister was. And when I met her, I was so happy for you.
Yeah.
She was such a pure, pure person. And it was such an honor to go be with your family and tell such a personal story, which was not only important to you, but to her as well.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, people ask me all the time online, you know, how's your sister, how's your sister? And I would say that the image of the person that you saw, the way she presented herself on camera, that's exactly who she
is. Absolutely.
Exactly who she is.
Well, I didn't even tell my mom, even after the show taped.
I didn't tell anybody.
But after the show
taped. You didn't
tell
nobody. Oh, no.
When the entire audience knew.
It was so buttoned up around here. You know, we were locking the edit room doors.
It was a cloak and dagger operation.
There were secret knots.
Yeah, secret knots.
All of paper over all the windows so no one could see it.
We locked the tapes in my office at night.
So you're a 15-year veteran of this show. You practically became a woman during this show.
Yes.
Yes. No, really, I mean,
no,
you started
seriously.
Out, you weren't married, you
I
didn't have
married,
children.
I didn't have kids, yeah.
Yeah, So what has been some of your favorite moments?
I've had a ton, mm-hmm. but this is a really fun one. There was this guy named Jake who had won Star Search.
Uh-huh.
And
I love that.
Is that not the best ever?
Oh, my gosh.
So this kid won Star Search, so he thought he was coming to sing the song that he sang on Star Search.
Yeah.
And we had Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was the song that he sang.
Yeah.
Love Stevie Wonder. So we get this kid here, we do all this fake stuff, we get him out.
This is one of my favorite, funniest moments.
He has no idea
moments.
Stevie is standing there. We are in the control room.
He's playing and he's singing, and then all of a sudden the audience sees Stevie and they start applauding, and he thinks it's about him.
He thought he was that good, right? Yes.
And then he turns out, oh, that's one of my favorite moments also. Oh, gosh, that is great.
It's so good.
Hands down for me, my biggest celebrity moment here at Harpo was when I got to shoot with the handsome Hugh Jackman in his hometown of Sydney. One of the most memorable moments of the day was when he decided he wanted to take me up into a tiny seaplane to see Sydney from the sky. I was terrified, and he could tell. So he decided to start singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow to me. I sat back, decided to enjoy it, and thought, if I'm gonna go down, at least I'm going down with Hugh Jackman.
One of the celebrity moments that I will never forget was with John Travolta. John Travolta was promoting his fire film, Ladder 49. We were going to go and surprise two real-life firefighters. I planned this shootout to a T. I had synchronized watches, and we had charts and graphs and maps and code words and all kinds of things to ensure that nothing could possibly go wrong. I had thought of every single thing except for one, a real fire. The moment that we walked up to surprise the firefighters, the garage doors went up and the alarms went off and fire trucks started flying out of the place, and we just stand there on the streets of Detroit and wait for them all to come back. And eventually they do, but it certainly was a heart-beating moment.
I never heard that story. That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
The best part was that he flew us back from Detroit on his plane, so that made up for everything. But that moment was...
My favorite team in television is up here with me today, spilling the beans on what really went on behind the scenes of some of our most memorable shows. They've booked everyone from Olympic athletes to elephants and hometown heroes to presidents. One of the biggest challenges in the past 25 years was figuring out how to make this moment happen in the middle of Michigan Avenue. That was so cool! Suzanne Hayward, Jenna Kostelnik, Amy Coleman, Jill Baranczyk, and Tracy Carter and Anne Lofgren were a part of the team who pulled off that ginormous, it was a surprise to me. It came off without a hitch, Suzanne.
Not really. First of all, it was a completely insane idea. Over 20,000 people doing the same dance at the same exact time.
Uh-huh.
Our co-executive producer at the time, Lisa Ersbaumer, was her idea.
Yeah.
And to pull it off, we had to find 1,500 people who were willing to give up 2 days of their lives, not get paid, to teach thousands of people to dance, and because we wanted it to be a surprise for you.
But why did you all want it to be a surprise for me?
Because the reaction on your face is one of my favorite moments ever.
Yes.
When everybody starts jumping and then you start jumping, we are backstage and we are jumping. And we're like, we did it. It was just...
Jenna, was it nerve-wracking for you?
It was nerve-wracking because we had to kind of become city planners. We were asked to go in front of, I don't know, 50 police officers, city planners, explain our plan. We didn't really have a plan.
What's your evacuation plan?
Yes.
Where's your fire lanes?
How many porta potties are you gonna have?
You know, we shut down Michigan Avenue for more than 2 days, which caused us, you know, a lot of anxiety.
Now, I would think you guys, because I think everybody who watches our show regularly knows this, that years ago, I was surprised with Mary Tyler Moore on the show, and I went into the ugly cry, and then I put a ban forever on all surprises. So were you a little anxious trying to surprise me?
Well, that was actually one of my biggest concerns. And I think what we all sort of had to surrender to was what you tell us all the time is, what is your intention?
Yeah.
And our intention was love. You know, I mean, we wanted it to be a huge love song to you. It was a love song to Chicago. It just, and when you watch that, you just, you feel complete and total
I know.
Love. And it so it worked. But yes, when
I
you
still watch it.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that one guy who was on our show who was in the middle of it called it Joy Rising.
Yeah,
and
Joy Rising.
Joy Rising, overflowing. I mean, we were all in the back hugging, crying. It really is one of the most incredible producing moments I've ever had.
Good job, guys. Really good job. Good pull-off.
Jackie and I were the producers on the show, Where to Find Eligible Single Guys Over 35.
Oh my God, and I was 35 at the time.
We were both
single, sign me up.
Our job was to search America to find eligible men over 35. It was like Christmas and Valentine's Day and New Year's.
Hanukkah.
And Mardi Gras.
All of it wrapped in one big happy basket. You need us to work 23 hours out of the day to find these guys, we got you.
We're that committed.
We were all over it. I was like, all right, anybody over 6'4", black and Christian, I'll pre-interview
them.
Yeah,
exactly. And we had a whole board where we tacked people's pictures up.
He's cute, he's kind of sexy.
All of our single coworkers, like, they were all in our business.
They stopped by and checked out our bulletin board with
all our... We were like eHarmony and Match.com.
I think I'm a little in love with him, actually.
So that show was 4 years ago, and in that time, well, Jackie's gotten married. But I'm still single, so, you know, if anybody knows where the men over 35 are now, let me know.
That's nice.
And let me say this, Oprah, if anything comes out of this, everybody in the audience gets a car.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. According to a recent Indeed survey, don't search, match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A lot of my producers grew up in the 70s and have a soft spot for the Osmond family. 3 years ago, they had the brilliant idea, these guys did, of inviting the entire Osmond clan, all 126 of them, to our show. We did it.
The Osmond clan descends on the Salt Lake City airport.
I think there was 125 Osmonds or something like that. I didn't know I had that many relatives. That's almost... The only woman who could take this on is Oprah, because she can move mountains. And right now, she's moving Utah to Chicago.
Osmond! 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 Osmond!
Osmond!
During the flight, a little rehearsal time, a few naps, some dirty diapers, and minor meltdowns.
Hey, I see Chicago.
We made it! Let's go!
The next day, 126 Osmonds stormed our stage.
Come on out, Osmond family! Osmond family!
There's a lot of them!
I know, oh my God! So, just 2 days before we tape that show, the patriarch of the Osmond family, Donnie and Marie's father, George, passed away at the age of 90. So Tara Montgomery was the lead producer on that show. you all thought, we all thought, right, the Osmonds were going to cancel.
We all thought we were going to, they were going to cancel. And Katie Davis was my supervisor, my guiding force through that fun show. And Donnie called me and said, Tara, we're all coming.
Wow.
And I've never
been
more
stunned. Who was on your team?
Amanda and Sarah and Melinda were on my team, and Ann Gelfer was on my team at the time. And
that would be Melinda Morrison, Amanda Cash,
yes.
and Sarah Sharpaw.
Yes.
Yes.
So the Osmonds, you know, they were so phenomenal to work with. Donnie was basically co-producer of that show. And for them to all come, and they delayed the memorial service. They did not have a memorial service for their father because they were so committed to this show, all coming together and celebrating their families.
Now, I was just, the other day, I can't remember, one of the crew guys said to me, when we were just talking about this, said, nicest group of people you ever dealt with.
You know, I've worked here 16 years. I've worked with every celebrity that you can think of, and there is no doubt in my mind, who is the nicest celebrity? Donny Osmond and his family.
Not one complaint.
Not one complaint.
Yeah, not one.
Beautiful.
That's
lovely,
amazing.
Lovely people.
So what was the best part of working on that show?
Well, it was hilarious going through, just getting them here. Security, they saw them coming, over 100 of them. They all looked the same. Brown hair, brown eyes, big blazing teeth. They kept looking down, looking back up, looking down. I was like, yep, we're all going. Still got to go through security. So, but just the kindness, and they would sing and laugh and dance. So they were really celebrating their family. On the plane, when they got here.
Did you fly with them on the plane, or did you, Amanda?
Linda did.
Amanda was command central. It was sort of like storming the beach at Normandy, and we had a color-coded system. And then at one point, she came in my office. She's like, I've created a color-coded system, but everybody's last name is Osmond.
I know.
They all look exactly the same, and I can't get it straight.
I think there were like four Matthews, five Anns. I couldn't keep them all track. It was I jumped in spreadsheets, basically.
One of the most memorable projects that I ever worked on here at the Oprah Show was Bernadette Robinson. She had three children of her own, and then she took in her seven nieces and nephews. They were all living in a really small apartment, and they were sleeping three people to a bed. She had really put aside her own desires, her own needs, her own wants to take care of these children. It's one of the most selfless acts I've ever heard of. We decided, well, let's give these kids a shopping spree at Toys R Us. And then after they had all these toys, we thought, oh my gosh, well, where are they gonna put them all? We are buying you a house! It was one of my proudest moments, not just as an Oprah Show producer, but just as a human being.
Jim McLaren is a guest that I'll never forget. When he was 22 years old, he was riding his motorcycle and was hit by a bus. His leg is amputated, but he decides, this isn't gonna end me. He fought through it. He started running again. He started exercising again. 8 years later, he was training for a triathlon, and he was hit by a truck. With his second accident, he was paralyzed. He told me that he saw both accidents as a gift because he said it wasn't until that second accident that he realized what was really important in life. Meeting Jim taught me why it's important to be positive, and he also taught me that anything is possible.
So, you've heard me say it, I do have the best team in television, and we're all chatting it up today. My producers tell me there are two questions they get asked the most. Number one, what's Oprah really like? Yeah. And number two, how do I get tickets to favorite things? Right?
Okay. That is the truth.
That is true. All right, so this year, because it was our last, I decided to do not one, but two favorite things shows. As you can imagine, it took a village, and not a small one, to pull off all of that. And these are the Villagers. The Villagers. Jill Barancic, Jenna Kostelnik, Carolyn Ziv, and her team. So it was...
It was an undertaking.
It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? What, don't you think it was better, though, that I said, let's do two and try to, instead of trying to cram it all in one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I think when you said it, we were all like, yes.
Yes.
Double the fun, double the
surprise. I'm going to say better. Better for who?
Better for who? So over the years.
I did.
Better for the viewers. Oh. The viewers.
Fine.
the way it all started is whenever I find something I really like, I want to share it with everybody. And so since I have a show, I can do that. So that's how it started. And then we decided to do a full show. And then it became sort of a franchise for us.
Well, and legendary.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody wants tickets.
Wanted tickets.
Yeah, and can I clarify that thing about the tickets? Because I know my relatives are watching, and it was nothing personal that they were not invited to the show. But the fact is, producers cannot get family members or friends in the favorite things audiences.
Yeah. There was a hard and fast rule that if you knew the person, you can't even, I remember one year Gail had invited somebody who knew somebody. You can't even know somebody who knows somebody and get into the favorite thing show. So let's talk about this gargantuan task this year.
Well, the two teams, as you can see them here, found out that it was gonna be two shows, which means twice the fun, twice the joy, as Brian was referring,
twice the work. No, and the real reason I wanted two shows was, first of all, there are a lot of things, and I wanted people to be able to benefit from them. And then I love the idea of having the first audience leaving, and then everybody seeing them with their bags. And being so upset that you got the second show. That was going to be about kitchen appliances and meditation.
That was Oprah's idea.
It was my idea.
All Oprah's
and,
idea.
And I wanted perfectly. To, and it worked perfectly.
It worked perfectly. But it's like, how do you raise the bar?
How do you raise the bar on
such
that?
A big show?
First of all, it's an organizational hassle because those things are coming in. They start coming in, what, a couple of weeks before?
Months before.
Yeah. Yeah. And the planning starts really in September.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of details that go in that show, I think people's heads would pop off if they realized.
Yeah.
Not only figuring out, you know, putting the presentation for you so you can pick it, every detail on how they're revealed on the set, those sets are so complicated. It's not just, oh, you know, here's my favorite tea. It comes down a spiral, or it pops up, or a ballerina turns it on.
How are you going to show it? How's it going to be presented in a way that's interesting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tara Denise.
Yeah.
The team. They outdid themselves.
Tara Denise
and her team outdid themselves because I just learned this year, we've been doing it for 10 years, I just learned this year that every single one of those boxes on the set was hand-wrapped in fabric.
Get this! Yeah. Wait, get this! The icing for that gingerbread house was real icing.
Yeah.
So you could literally, if you wanted to, not that we would, you could really,
That's what I love about this team is that, you know, our motto is love is in the details. And if you wrap them in paper, then the paper would reflect the light and it would look too shiny. Mm. So to hand wrap every one of those gifts in fabric.
And you can't hire any outside work because it's all a secret. So when the 350 pallets of things show up, we have to unpack them. We have to count them. We have to put them in the bags.
I have to say, that is really a funny moment between all of us, the unpacking. Brian spearheads it, and we have an assembly line, and some people are slower than others. And
I like to talk while I pack.
No. He likes to talk, but she doesn't like to stuff. So she's at the end of the assembly.
So you guys are unpacking and stuffing.
So we're running a line.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it is literally, it takes us hours like into the night, and by the end our hands are bloody, we're gross.
There's no
Brian's still yelling at us.
But there was 20,000 things to stuff into these bags in 2 days with like about 15 of us in a garage.
Oh, so you guys are actually putting the things into the bag.
Yeah, they don't just magically come in.
The audience takes home.
They walk home with the bag.
In the garage. How did I think they get in there? I thought there were elves.
They're your elves.
You're the elves, okay, this year. Oh my God, that is a lot of work.
I thought you had elves doing that.
Balding, fat, 40-year-old elves right here.
Here's the inside poop from one of my producers, Jack Maury, inside poop.
For the 4 or 5 years that Dr. Oz was our regular on The Oprah Show, I was his producer. And one of the first times he was on, he started talking to me about poop, the color, the consistency, and the shape. I've never seen a guy so enthusiastic about poop.
It should hit the water like a diver from Acapulco hits the water.
S-shaped poop made it into the lexicon of American public. TV Guide said it was one of the top 10 moments on The Oprah Show, and I became known as the poop producer. I went to a family reunion, and I hadn't seen some of my relatives like in 10 years, including one cousin. And she comes up to me, and she's like, oh my God, why is my poop not S-shaped? And I said, you haven't seen me in 10 years. I got married, had kids. That's the first question you want to ask me?
I was extremely lucky to be a part of our Christmas kindness when we went over to South Africa and threw these huge parties for the AIDS orphans over there. I thought I'm gonna be there in the responsibility role, making sure everything gets done, and I end up in a fairy princess costume. It started out as a joke, and then when my boss Katie saw me in it, she said, you have to wear it. I was really nervous about how it would look, but all of that apprehension just melted away when I saw that I could make this such a magical day for them. It ended up being one of the most profound experiences of my life.
I did a shoot with a woman named Christine McFadden, and her ex-husband murdered all four of her children while she was out on her daily morning walk, and she came home to find them, that they had all been shot. And, you know, it was obviously a very tough shoot, and we did the shoot in the home where it happened. You know, the whole intention of the show was that she survived this, and her message reached out to a lot of people on the show, but it meant even more to me than just that. Christine gave me a picture of her children, and for the last 6 years, I've carried that picture in my wallet every single day of my life. And, you know, the idea of why I carried the picture was to remind me not to sweat the small stuff. Because, you know, if Christine could survive this, I could get through anything. And I think so can anyone.
Wow. That was, you know, I remember when we did that show, when we did Christine the first time, I could literally feel that people who were watching that show that day and had thought to end their lives, I could sense it, that people who had thought to end their lives changed their minds watching her that day.
It carries me mm-hmm. through the day. It really does.
She's doing better now. She had twins.
She's gotten remarried and had twins, which mm-hmm. is amazing.
Yeah, doing better. Here's a question a viewer sent to us via Facebook. What's the toughest assignment you've ever had? I'm gonna start with you, Jen.
I think one of the hardest things we have to do as producers mm-hmm. is talking to people who've recently lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. And about 5 years ago, I had to talk to a mother whose little girl had been abducted and brutally murdered. And at the time, I was 9 months pregnant. And the pregnancy hormones were raging anyway, and you're very emotional anyway, and I was trying so hard to keep it together and listen to her story, but it was just so heartbreaking, and I couldn't, and I lost it, and I couldn't even speak to her, and I was crying so hard, and I had to apologize and explain to her, you know, I'm so sorry, I was just a wreck. We ended up kind of having a good cry together, and I'm still in touch with her today, and I think about her often, and... Yeah.
Do you all stay in touch with the people that you... You do? That's really good. Rita is a senior film producer, and good Lord, have you been here since I've been here?
not quite that long. I've been here about 16 years.
16 years, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your favorite shoot?
Well, I've had many great shoots, but my favorite is the Colonial House shoot that I did with you and Gail, where you time-traveled back into the 1600s. Yeah. We shot it on location somewhere in the backwoods of Maine, mm-hmm. and you two had to dress up like colonists. And you were shocked to find out that the women back in that time did not wear underwear.
Yes, I was.
Who knew? you had to stay in this fly-infested house, and yeah. I do mean fly-infested house, with no electricity, no indoor plumbing. I think somebody gave you a couple of leaves to as a substitute for yeah. toilet tissue. But that was a great shoot.
I would just like to say we should all, as women people, be grateful for the panty man and the bra man. Whoever invented those, thank you.
The best part of what I do as Oprah's Book Club producer is to actually meet writers I have read and admired my whole life. I remember when I first met Toni Morrison. I mean, I've been reading her since I was in high school. And I just couldn't believe I was gonna be in her presence. And she was couldn't have been more warm and inviting and like, how are you? It's so nice to meet you. I thought, oh my God, Toni Morrison said it was nice to meet me. It's really incredible. I mean, to see these people who write about the things we care about, and they teach us things every day through what they do, and we get to share them on television. And one of the things that's really been incredible is the number of famous faces that you never knew were huge book club readers, like Kelsey Grammer, Charlize Theron, Jim Carrey, Alicia Keys, and even President Bill Clinton.
One of my favorites was from 1994. It was a show where we played practical jokes on viewers, and we recorded all of it with a hidden camera. So we created this fake promo for a fake show that we were calling Beauty Shop Horror Stories.
I tried this new product called Sir Richard's 5-Minute Facial. Remember that name? Because I'm going to sue him. It turned my forehead green.
And then we got the cooperation of a local beauty salon.
I was wondering if you'd be interested in a facial.
Yeah.
And they allowed us to run the promo in their TV monitors while some of their clients let us apply this fake facial product to them.
It turned my forehead green, and then the salon girl says to me, oh, don't worry, it'll wash out in a week. Look at this.
Whoa.
I actually got recognized on the street for probably another year or so. People would say, have I seen you? Did you have the green stuff? It was kind of cool.
That's great. It's been our practical joke days. David Rivera, Phil produced one of our biggest interviews this season with Michael Jackson's mother and children. Wasn't Mrs. Jackson the most adorable, loveliest human being you've ever met?
She was so wonderful. I wanted her to be my grandma.
Yeah, she just was amazing. Now, what surprised you about that shoot?
Just the Jackson world. Like, you walk in and there's these big statues and busts and pieces of art with Michael Jackson everywhere. It's like stepping into this alternate universe where everything is Jackson's.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lisa Morin supervised the road trip Gail and I took across the country a few years ago. What was your favorite moment?
Well, as producers, we try to create moments.
Yeah.
And one that stands out in my mind, I was back home. I was 7.5 months pregnant with my third. But Brian Petrovich, Jack Maury, Lee Castelli, Alex, and Ray Dutch were on the road with you. And I was in communication with them constantly.
I remember them.
This day, you had driven 12 hours in the car.
Yes. Oh, this was one of my funniest
moments.
Well,
and I was with Ann Lofgren, my sister, and I was back in Chicago trying to figure out something to do.
Uh-huh.
So I said to Ann, can you just start looking somewhere in Arizona, because we knew you were headed there, and find some sort of roadside attraction that's kind of kitschy and crazy? Ann found it. And when you saw the wigwam in the teepee motel, your reaction was one of my favorite authentic moments.
Yes, because my reaction was, you think I'm sleeping here?
Let's go into my wigwam.
Okay. Oh, no.
I am not going to be able to sleep in here. And the reason is, no windows. I will need windows.
Over there is a window. Wait a second.
That's where the TV.
Look.
Oh, there it is.
There's a window.
Thanks, Gail.
Oh, my God.
Wake up at 8:00. Wigwam one.
And may I just say, for the record, if you are looking for a wigwam,
right. Motel,
then that is a perfect place for you.
Authentic and rustic.
Yes, if you're looking for authentic wigwam, that's the place to go. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Best team in TV. Thank you.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends.
Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.